This program is sponsored by West Automotive Group.
The West Automotive Group presents Auto Talk Radio with host Brian Bowersock. Brought to you by West Escondido, West Oceanside, West El Cajon, West Kearney Mesa, and West Miramar Automotive and Transmission. All part of the West Automotive Group. Get your automotive questions answered. Call Brian at 1-888-344-1170. That's 1-888-344-1170. Now, here's your host of Auto Talk Radio, Brian Bowersock.
All right, folks, here we are. We're back at Auto Talk Radio Saturday. Is it Saturday morning again, Brendan?
It is, and let me tell you.
It's been a rough start for you, huh, Brendan?
Well, I think every week with you on Auto Talk Radio is one of the most adventurous Saturdays I'll ever have in my entire life.
I don't know how to take that.
Every single time. No, in a good way, I promise. Does any of it involve you by any chance?
No, this morning, nothing
never
involves me.
It never involves you. It involves outside forces all the time.
So apparently, folks, we're not sure if Brendan actually works here or not. I show up this morning, I get out of my truck, and I come walking towards the building here, the studio, and he's standing out front, and I'm thinking, well,
okay,
that's
so
odd.
Here's what happened. I get inside the office, everything's fine, I'm doing all my stuff, and then I feel around my pocket, oh, I left my cell phone in the car, I better go grab it. So I go downstairs with my office key, I get my phone, I come back to the door, and then I realize, oh, I don't have my card key to get into the building.
Into the building.
Yes. So I call up our security, and they say, okay, we're going to make a call for our emergency contact, and we'll get back to you. And so they never do until 6. I call them up at like 6:50-ish or so, and I say, hey, I'm still outside. I haven't been entered in. And they say, okay, hold on one second. You just got denied, actually, to enter the building. So I don't work here anymore. And luckily, as soon as I got off the phone with security, because they said, go ahead and contact your other boss. Maybe he might let you in.
Maybe he might let you in. Maybe he might know who you are.
Yeah. Luckily, Brian gets here, and he's got a card key to get into the building. So we're on the air.
I apparently still work here. Apparently. I asked Brendan when I walked up, I know you don't smoke, but what are you out here for, a smoke break, or what are you doing? He's just standing there. Well, at least you had your phone at this point. So,
yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, you know, doing his thing. So, anyway, welcome back to work. Sorry you had to stand outside in the cold for 40 minutes. I didn't realize that you were left out there. So, anyway.
That's okay.
Good stuff. Good stuff. So, back to Auto Talk Radio. That was Brendan's little adventures today. So, you know, there's always
I don't
one.
Want that to be a reoccurring segment every week,
no,
please.
No.
Don't
just
let me do
remember
that.
Remember the key card.
I will.
You got to put it on a necklace like the key.
Well, it's broke. That broke on me when I did that.
Oh, the little part broke off.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
There's like a little keyhole, everyone, on the top, and it's so close to the edge of the card that every time I've used it, it's officially broken off. This is my second key card.
Would it still work if you drilled a hole in the corner of it?
Yes, because Dave does that all the time. When his breaks,
he grabs his
drill and just. And then
of course, Dave does. Of course, he does. And he probably wears his around his neck all the time, too. Of course, he does.
You should see how it looks like a Swiss cheese.
Oh, there's that many holes drilled in it? Cheesy Pete, man. Pretty soon, he's not going to work. Poor Dave.
Oh, my God.
All right, guys. 1-888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170. Anything automotive related, we'll be happy to chat with you about today. We've already talked about Dave and his key cards and Brendan and getting locked out of the building. So, you know, not really automotive related, but, you know, good stuff, right? Today we're talking about proper diagnosis when it comes to check engine lights. Very, very, very important stuff on how to get your vehicle diagnosed properly and why it's important to get it diagnosed properly. All the different diagnoses we see in vehicle comes in. We see lots of vehicles that come along as far as been diagnosed improperly, and then requires a re-diagnosis and more parts, and sometimes parts have been thrown at the vehicle elsewhere and things like that. So tell you what, Brendan, we have a mudslide in here in San Diego. I guess we did, huh? Yeah, he missed out. He's on the phone right now, but I just happened to look up the news. I didn't realize that we got heavy enough rain for that. I guess the one evening it was raining quite a bit. I lost a tree on the golf course behind me. Heard it crack out in the middle of the night on Thursday night. I got up in the morning, looked down the hill there, and I was like, whoa, big old tree split right out down the center. So the wind was a little heavy. The rain was pretty saturating for a few days here. We did need it, though, that's for sure. And it put some relief out there as far as in the back of our heads when it comes to fires, obviously. You know, wet stuff doesn't burn very well, so it just kind of takes that off the table for a little bit there. But we did need the rain, and we got some good water, and so good stuff as far as that goes. You had your headphones off, but I just saw on the news there was a big old mudslide, I guess, here in San Diego.
Yeah, uh-huh, I did hear about that, and it was me personally, when it came to, just at my everyday work, it was causing a lot of people calling up our office to let us know that they're running really late from picking up their child from the after-school program. So there's certain parents that have to pick up right at 5 o'clock. Like, you have to be there either beforehand or right on the dot at 5 o'clock.
Well, you go to jail if you don't?
No, you get charged extra. Like,
is it a dollar a minute or something?
$15 a minute.
$15 a minute?
That's right.
Holy smokes.
Yeah. So
the people that own that place are kind of praying they're late, right?
Exactly. I will not confirm or deny it. And then it jumps up to $60 a minute past 6 o'clock.
Oh yeah, I'm sure it does then, because you guys close at 6.
Exactly.
Okay. Some this kids week, are allowed to be picked up between 5 and 6, though. Is that what you're saying?
Yep. There's some kids that will have that happen to them, and they get the extra leeway of a dollar after 6 o'clock, and then after 6:15, that's when we jump up to the $60.
Oh yeah, well, because by 6:15, you all want to be gone, yeah. I'm sure.
So there's a kid that was there 2 days ago that had to leave, and the parent got charged $135 for how late they were.
Well, I don't doubt they did it
intentionally. No.
I bet they won't do it again.
Exactly. And it was just miscommunication between two people. So, I'm not usually involved in that, because I usually leave around 4 o'clock-ish or so in the day.
Are you in early and out early?
That is correct. Okay. Yes. So
does your daycare open at 6 a.m.?
That's right.
Oh, so I guess I had 12 hours. Yeah.
Yep. Exactly.
So. Yeah. Well, that people have varying work schedules, so that's I can see how that can make a difference. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep, yesterday it was causing a lot of calls to the office saying that, oh, I'm not going to be able to make it at 5 o'clock, just to give you a heads up.
You know, I had sole custody of my son from the time he was 2 when he was growing up. He's well grown up now. He's older than you, actually. He's 32. I always had him when he was in preschool or private school. Near me in Escondido. We lived in La Mesa, but we'd drive up every morning. That way, he was real close to my work. My biggest fear was, like, if he was in daycare in La Mesa, to get from Escondido to La Mesa, if something bad happened to traffic or whatever, not good. So I always kept putting him in school near where the shop. So that way I could go get him real easy. You know, it was only a 10-minute drive or whatever.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Yep, so it worked out well. Never left him behind. So I often went and picked him up and brought him back to work, though. But that, yeah, I don't think he enjoyed that as much.
Same thing with my son. I'm only a 5-minute drive from my son's daycare where he needs to get picked up. So if there's any emergency,
you go.
She could straight up contact me, and I'm leaving work immediately. I don't care. And I got enough time off if I need to.
The rest of the children are on their own. You're going to get yours.
Yes, exactly.
So your kid doesn't go to school at you where you go to school?
No, he's only one, so he goes to a family daycare.
Oh, is this a whole private school that you work
at? No, public school.
Oh, you work at a public school?
I do, yes,
okay.
I work.
Oh, very cool. Okay, I did not realize that. Mm-hmm. But this is there's daycare afterwards.
Yes, there's daycare after school education, after school care. Call it.
Yeah. The YMCA used to have an after school program when Zach was in like 5th grade.
I was going to say, I think they still have it, I think. Do they? Pretty sure. Interesting. I don't know. Yeah.
All right, not automotive related, so we're going to move on here. 1-888-344-1170. We've got all the children taken care of for today, right?
That's right. All right,
good stuff for sure. All right, let's see what Bodie's got going on. What do you got going on, Bodie?
Good morning, sir.
Good morning. I see you have an automotive related question.
Well, it's usually automotive. the car still runs beautifully. It's quiet. It's like I feel like I'm in motor heaven.
There you go. That's a good way to be.
Well, that's all your fault.
It's not my fault. That's a good way to be.
I know. I was trying to make a joke, but it didn't work.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah. What's happening?
On that motor warranty, how do I get a copy of that Penske? Is that something you do or I do?
No. It's not Penske. Remember, it's Jasper.
Oh, Jasper. That's why I'm having problems.
Yep. No, and the copy of the invoice that I gave you is pretty much the receipt for it. There's any issues, trust me, we'll get it handled. So, but yeah, it's not a problem. They stand behind that thing, and most likely, I mean, it's there for peace of mind, but most likely you won't have a problem with it. They build some really good engines.
Oh, well, I always warm it up. You know, I figure it's a warm-up and a lube-up, and then, you know, once I'm driving during the day, I give it 40, 50 seconds, and then I drive.
There you go.
The car is so smooth and quiet.
It is a very nice car. That was a great deal for you.
Oh, it was, I tell you, it was a heaven sent.
Well, and very roomy and well taken care of. So there you go.
It's my mobile home.
It's your mobile home. There you have it.
My mobile home.
We still need to get that light put on it so you can see the curb when you go to back up.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I was going to ask you, where should I go for that light in bracket?
We can do it in any of our locations. You just let me know where you want to go.
Okay. So they can put a light and you put a little bracket on so I can, it points down.
Yep. We can figure it out for you.
Okay.
Probably have to take a look at it and then order what we need and then get it put on.
And then also I want to get a Viper put on. So I'll do that next week.
Sure. Anytime you let us know.
Oh, the other thing is, can we put fog lights on that car?
Yes,
some kind of extra driving lights?
Yep, you could. Yep, for sure.
Okay, I'll work that out.
Yep, absolutely. Right. Just let us know.
I want to stay online. Put me on with the young man for...
Gotcha.
I got a boyfriend. Thank you as always.
I'll put you on hold, and it's your listening pleasure, and always great to talk to you. Have a wonderful weekend.
Well, yeah, I want to talk with him for a second.
You got it. All right. Well, he's back on hold. If you want to chit-chat with him, Brendan.
I'll chit-chat to him. Excuse me. Let me try again. I will chit-chat with him after our commercial break here. So.
All right, folks. Give us a call here, 1-888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170. You're listening to Auto Talk Radio on The Answer San Diego, 1170 and 96.1 FM in North County. We will be right back after these messages.
There's more Auto Talk education and empowerment on the way here on Auto Talk Radio. Get on the line and get your automotive questions answered by the Auto Man here on Auto Talk Radio. Brian Bowersock, 888-344-1170. Now, here's more Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock.
All right, folks, welcome back to Auto Talk Radio. We appreciate you joining us here this morning. 1-888-344-1170. 888-344-1170. This morning is we're talking about proper diagnosis for your check engine light, why it's so important. So, the biggest topic on this one is most motorists have a misconception that when repair facility plugs a scan equipment into the vehicle and retrieves the code that causes the check engine light to illuminate, that code tells them what to replace. Nothing can be further from the truth. Code gives you a circuit that's picked up a fault. Often that circuit's not even involved in what's broken. But we're going to talk about that for sure. I do want to, but give us a call here also at 888-344-1170. Like I said, I'll talk to you about anything automotive related for sure. I do want to remind folks, Auto Talk Radio is brought to you by the West Automotive Group, which consists of West Escondido Automotive and Transmission up at 2200 Auto Parkway in Escondido. AAA approved and STAR certified, taking care of folks up there for over 32 years. And West El Cajon Automotive and Transmission, 844 North Johnson Avenue in El Cajon, AAA approved, taking care of folks out there in East County for well over 12 years. And West Kearney Mesa Automotive and Transmission, 8027 Balboa Avenue, AAA approved and smog certified, taking care of folks right there in Central San Diego for well over, coming up on 8 years now. And West Miramar Automotive and Transmission, 5726 Miramar Road and Eastgate Mall, AAA approved and STAR certified, taking care of folks over there for 6 years now. And West Oceanside Automotive and Transmission, 229 South Coast Highway, AAA approved, taking care of folks there for over 2 years now as we growing and going. So we do appreciate all of you that come out to visit us. We love taking care of you and your vehicle needs. All of us at the West Automotive Group, me, myself, and my employees come together to bring you Auto Talk Radio for one simple reason. We truly believe in the same philosophy, and that is we never put money ahead of people. Stop in to have your vehicle serviced or repaired and find out what quality automotive service and repair is all about for sure. The West Automotive Group is also proud to offer 6 months no interest for your vehicle service and repair needs on approved credit or curse. Get a West Automotive Group card and you can use it over and over again whenever you need it. 6 months, no interest. So very good stuff there when it comes to like paying cash, but you don't have to. You can also take advantage of our CertiCare or drivability diagnosis or diagnosis for any other concern on your vehicle. The best money ever spent, as I often say, is the money spent on diagnosis by a qualified technician at a quality facility. That will save you so much money in the long run, every repair. So let's get your vehicle in and get it diagnosed properly, which we're happy to do for you by my master certified technicians. Like stated, eliminates unwanted parts replacement along with we offer free shuttle rides to or from work or home. There's also rental agencies near us that we have deals with to give you a good rental deal. I'm on westautomotivegroup.com, and you can follow us on Facebook, X, or Instagram. Just go to westautomotivegroup.com and click on them, and you can sign up. We send out good tips and cool stuff all the time, so it's good stuff. You can also from there click on the Auto Man, where I'm the Auto Man for the CW and Fox 5 News. Click on that, go in, and you can check them all out. That's where it takes you right to our YouTube channel, where we put all the Auto Man segments after they've aired. So there's lots of them there on the channel to check out for sure. You can also click on Auto Talk Radio, where you can all the podcasts are put also. But if you want to pick up a podcast on the go, you can also grab them from Apple Podcasts, Google, Pandora, Deezer, Spotify, iHeartRadio.com, and TuneIn. They're all there. Just go to AM 1170 morning show or weekend show and click on Auto Talk, and you can download to your little heart's content and take us along with us. You can also go to 1170 AM weekend shows, the website, and you can listen live too, huh, Brendan? Live as it gets, right?
Correctamundo.
Correctamundo. So, good stuff there. But this morning, give us a call, 1-888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170. And we're happy to talk to you about anything automotive related. You can also email me anytime at autotalk@westautomotivegroup.com. So, good stuff. So, hey, if you're going to buy a new car, especially one that's from outside the U.S., new auto tariffs will be coming April 2nd. You might want to, if you're going to buy a foreign car that's not produced here. So I believe these have to do with cars that are produced outside of the U.S. So because there is a lot of manufacturers, like Nissan has a plant here, Honda has a plant here called Honda USA. So those cars, I don't believe, are have anything to do with the tariffs, except for the money, the parts used to make them if they're being made outside the U.S. So most of it, I believe, is being made in here for a lot of them. But just so you know, there will be tariffs on automobiles as the latest in a rapidly widening trade war, as their campaign pledges data, U.S. allies and rivals alike, comes day after unveiled the most expansive measure yet, reciprocal tariff. So anyway, if you're going to buy a foreign car that's made outside of the U.S., you might want to snag that thing up before those go into effect. That way you don't have to pay extra money for it. So good stuff. Acura has also got a new vehicle, an ADX, positioned as an entry-level vehicle alongside the Integra sports sedan that's coming out. So that's some good stuff as far as that goes.
Speaking of what you were talking about earlier between Honda and Nissan, did you hear about them?
No. Well, how's that going?
Honda, Nissan, and Mitsubishi have announced that they agreed to terminate the merger negotiations.
Oh, so they're not merging.
They're no longer merging now. So,
Mitsubishi stepped back, you said before.
They did, yep. And then now Nissan is definitely stepping back as well.
Or you mean Honda stepped back? Honda was going to buy Nissan.
Honda was going to buy Nissan and Mitsubishi.
So,
no, but the one that stepped away specifically was Nissan. They don't
want to be bought now.
Exactly, because they kept trying to say, we don't want to be a subsidiary, we want to be a sister company. There's tax reasons and business reasons behind the two different terminologies and purchasing reasons as well. In this case, it would be, they could easily, as a subsidiary, you're basically selling your entire property to them, you know, that sort of thing. A sister company, you can break off the contract anytime you want to and say, you know what, I think we're comfortable enough to be our own car company again, so we're just going to step away.
Oh, so they wanted all the benefits of Honda saving them and be able to run away when they were ready.
Exactly.
And Honda said no.
Exactly. Yeah. So in the end,
I agree. I'm not buying something to fix it to let somebody just run away with
exactly,
it.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. So unfortunately, we are not going to have the Nizda or the Hanan, I guess. That was my combination between Nissan and Honda. It's not very good.
I was going to say, did somebody actually come up with that?
I don't know. And then very quickly,
we got Hanasan.
Yeah, that's maybe that's a little bit better. I don't know.
Next, what's up?
Last thing I was going to say is Toyota has recalled 100,000 Tacomas.
Mm-hmm, I saw that.
Oh, over a mud issue that could affect braking.
Go ahead and read that out.
Sure. It is 106,061 Tacoma pickups between 2024 and 2025. The recall includes four-wheel drive Tacomas with 17-inch wheels and 16-inch rear brakes. Mm-hmm. The recall documents show that the specific wheel and brake setup may allow dirt or mud buildup to wear the brake lines, potentially causing a failure as well.
That's bad.
Very, very bad for sure.
And brake line failure is always bad. Pedal goes to the floor, can't stop, you know, screaming, hair on fire.
And then these cars, I would say, honestly, 6 times out of 10, maybe 7 times out of 10, they're off-roading.
Of course.
Yeah. So that.
Well, there are people that take them off road. Yes.
Exactly. Absolutely. Yeah. So that's why I'm saying, like, that's their market right there. So.
So keep an eye on your brake lines and get it in.
For sure. For sure.
I presume their recall is to replace the brake lines with something else.
That's correct. Yes.
There you go. They came up with an answer, which is required. So that's not too bad of a recall, because as long as you have brakes right now, don't go four wheeling until you have the recall done. Save yourself the trouble. You won't have any mud in your wheels. So. You don't want mud in your wheels, right?
That's right.
That's right. So, anyway. All right, let's see what Alan's got going on real quick. Good morning, Alan. How are you today?
Oh, I'm okay. I have a serious problem.
Uh-oh.
That when I'm driving, the engine will actually shut off, like you've run out of fuel.
Okay.
Okay. And you can coast and pull off to the side, which is kind of dangerous, especially on the freeway, because it happened on the freeway, too. It happened 8 times the other day when I was going up to North County.
Whoa.
4 times going up and 4 times coming back. And once was on the freeway. It was terrible. And it's like you run out of fuel. Your electrics works perfectly.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so you just coast to a stop, and it's like a jitter happens. And then I'll turn the key off and put it in park. It'll say put it in park on the come up on your screen. Put it in park. Mm-hmm. I put it in park. Then you can put the key back on and fire the engine and run and drives away perfectly.
Hmm.
Okay. And this happened 4 times going up and 4 times coming back.
Well, the good news is it's happened regularly, so a trained technician will be able to find what's going on.
It happened several years ago.
Uh-huh.
And hasn't happened since. And I took it to the Ford dealer at that time because it was in warranty.
Uh-huh.
Because I had $100,000 on that for the extended.
Uh-huh.
And they could never find it.
Hmm.
They couldn't, and Ford itself couldn't find it.
Were they unable to duplicate it? They couldn't get it to do it for them?
You can't duplicate it. It's almost impossible to duplicate it because you go out and drive it and it won't do it.
Gotcha.
okay? So you couldn't. But this was in the rain the other day.
But it sounds like it's happening regularly now.
Well, it didn't happen until just the other till Thursday.
Okay, gotcha.
Okay, it didn't happen until Thursday, and all of a sudden, in the rain, it was happening, and you could drive 10 miles, 15 miles or so, and then it would just goes off.
Gotcha.
And so it's really weird, and so I'm taking it into your. I ask your gentleman.
Mm-hmm.
You better be good on electrics. And, oh well, no, we'll have a problem. No problem, we handle it. But I said, well, the Ford people couldn't, and they put a ton of people on it, and they kept it for 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
Tried to duplicate it, and they couldn't do it. And I called Ford, and they couldn't get anybody to help.
Yeah.
They paid for everything, though, through their consumer people in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't drive it, and I'm scared to drive the darn thing right now because it's a beautiful engine. Mm-hmm. It works perfectly.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm going to have them at least because a light comes on the dash that does come on, and it says service engine soon.
Okay, that's your check engine light. So it is storing something, which is good because it's car's picking up something in a circuit that's causing an issue. Does that come on, though, when it shuts off you're talking about? Or does it come on sometimes when the engine's running?
No, it only comes on when the engine is running.
Okay, gotcha. Okay, cool. That means it's actually picking something active up. So that's good. And what I would presume is happening here, there's probably, because everything is multiplexed together, there's probably something's losing communication is what happens. And then it sets a fault code for that circuit or reference data, and therefore, then something happens and shuts the car down. It's probably not like a fuel pump failing. Fuel pumps don't usually fail going down the road. That's not a common thing.
If it's fuel pump, it wouldn't start up instantly.
you can do things with fuel pumps that they will start up. But when you get electrical shop it, they're warned. But I doubt it's that because that's just not a symptom. Usually a fuel pump is you drive the vehicle to a store, you shut it off, you go in, you come out, it cranks, it won't start. You let it sit a while, then it starts back up.
As far as that goes. Instantly.
Yeah. Yeah, you have something electronic that's shutting down the ignition, it sounds like, probably. Or it could be the fuel, like the fuel injectors themselves, as far as that goes, from the PCM. Something's shutting that down, and that's why it shuts off like it does randomly.
Yes. Yeah, there's something, it's very peculiar, but it didn't, at Ford, it won't show up on your diagnosis.
Did it when you took it to Ford previously for this, when it was under warranty, did the check engine light come on like it does now?
I can't remember that.
Okay. Because
what first comes up when you pull off, it comes up instantly. Mm-hmm. There's this big electric, big wrench, yellow wrench on your...
Yes, correct.
On your screen, okay? You know, that means something's wrong. But it's scary almost. You see this big yellow wrench. Oh, my God, what's happening?
Mm-hmm.
You know, but it was interesting that they could not find anything when they put a scan on. They can't find zero. It shows zero. So I'm hoping it doesn't show zero again when I take it in. I'm going to take it in Monday, so you guys are in trouble. I'm taking it in.
It's fine.
I'm taking it into the El Cajon one. Gentleman Chris there is adamant that they have no problem.
Yep, so. We'll get it figured out. They will, for sure.
They may call you.
Well, no, they probably will call me. They always call me all the time. But and we talk about different things. But as far as that goes, what's happening, though, so if you're getting the wrench, that's initially that exactly it's picked up loss of communication with something. And that's the powertrain notification. And that's the first thing that it does and puts it in limp home mode. So there's definitely ways to track that down. And I would bet previously if Ford couldn't find it, then it's hard to say. I had the same problem with my truck as far as it goes. It didn't shut off, not that driving problem, but the powertrain light would come on and the turbo boost sensor, it would say that it dropped the input from the turbo boost sensor, which is basically like a map sensor for the turbo. Come to find out one of the pins had stretched out, one of the connectors in it, and intermittently it would have a bad connection. It would do that. And it would do it weird times. It'd do it, and then it may not do it for 5 to 7 days. And then it'd do it again and do it. And finding it took a little bit of time, but I ended up finding that I ended up dragging the pin and tightening it up. the connector, and it's never happened again since. So
maybe onto something with the turbos, because I go online, I look, and there's a bunch of people that seem to have the same thing. Mm-hmm. But you know, you never can tell really, because mm-hmm. it's online, so you don't know for sure unless you talk to the person directly.
Correct.
But the turbos might have something to do with it.
Well, this is a turbo boost sensor. There's nothing wrong with the turbos on my truck. It wasn't. It was this sensor, and its job was to read and determine how much boost was coming through the air intake for it. So, and it could tell, because it's a MAP sensor, by whether it was in a pull down or a positive pressure. So as far as that, it gives information to the PCM, and that's way it knows how well the turbo's working or where the turbo's at and what it's doing. If it can't read that, then it doesn't know what's going on, and it has trouble with fuel control and everything else. So that's what I'm saying. There's a lot of those sensors, because everything's multiplexed together on a vehicle, and multiple different systems use information from the same sensor, and it puts it in the powertrain in that limp home mode if it's not getting data from the required sensors that it needs during the process. So, but that is good news, because all that data and information, when this all set, is all there for us to read and track down. So should be able to find out what's going on. Might take a little bit, but it should be able to figure out what's going on.
You'll find out Monday morning.
You got it, my friend. Hey, thanks for the call, Alan, and keep me appraised on this, and I'll be sure and check in with the guys and see what they found.
Okay, this gentleman, his name is Chris.
Yes, sir. He's one of my service riders out there in El Cajon. He'll take great care of you. Chris and Ken are in the front out there. Great people. Okay. All right,
thank you very much.
Thank
you. Have a good day.
You too. Thanks for listening. Have a wonderful weekend. Bye-bye. Take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So always great questions. So that is a common thing we see these days, though. Problems. All the modules now interact and are on a data stream,
mm-hmm.
kind of like a network here, you know?
Yeah.
And if you get one cable broken inside a cable wire, what happens, Brendan?
Well,
it don't work well, does it?
No, it doesn't.
No, not at all. Causes issues. Packets get dropped, information gets dropped, and then it's a problem.
Mm-hmm. But you guys are open on Monday, so that's kind of cool, on President's Day. So
we're presidential. So we'll be working.
Perfect.
Yeah, that's not one of the holidays we take off.
Okay.
We take the six major holidays. That's it. Do you know what they are?
We got Christmas, Thanksgiving,
uh-huh.
New Year's.
There's three.
Memorial Day, and Labor Day.
Yep. And one more.
4th
of July, Independence Day, the most important
Yes,
holiday.
Of course.
More important than all the rest, I think, because that's our independence.
Yes.
Yeah. That allows you to wear your Uncle Sam suit. There you go. There you go. Good stuff. All right, folks. 1-888-344-1170. 888-344-1170. Anything automotive related, we're here to talk to you about. We're going to take our last break. You're listening to Auto Talk Radio on The Answer San Diego 1170 and 96.1 FM in North County. We will be right back after these messages.
There's more Auto Talk education and empowerment on the way here on Auto Talk Radio. Get on the line and get your automotive questions answered by the Auto Man here on Auto Talk Radio. Brian Bowersock, 888-344-1170. Now, here's more Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock.
Hey, Brendan.
Yeah.
You voice Dave's commercials?
I do voice Dave's commercials.
Then the only show to get automotive news is on Sunday with Dave?
No.
I heard you say that.
I did, but you know what? It's
the same thing. We fix cars. Dave drives cars.
Exactly. But also,
not very well either. But
I was just going to say, it's very braggadocious stuff, you know, so that's all.
Braggadocious?
Yeah. Where I'm trying to like really highlight, hey, you should really listen to you. I don't know.
So. Me and Dave have been friends. Dave used to work for me like 20 years ago, mm-hmm. a long time ago. So He was a character.
He's got nothing but great things to say about you.
He's a great guy.
Every single
day. I have nothing, but I love picking on him, but he had nothing but good things to say about him. And Dave's always been, Dave goes to all the new car shows and all that. He's always looking at all the new car stuff and checking it out, writing stuff about and driving. That's what he does. Dealers give him cars to drive so he can write about them and things like that. So he does, that's what Dave does. We fix cars. Dave don't know much about fixing cars, so he calls me when
he's got people in his there's a word for it. He's got contacts. He's got people. That's what it is.
Well, he calls me
though.
All the time when he has questions. So I guess I'm one of his people.
That's
so,
right.
There you go. So no, he's a good guy though. He does a lot of radio about different things. I actually started Auto Talk Radio with him when he worked with me because he was doing Auto Talk Radio back then on 760.
That's right.
KFMB back in the day, mm-hmm. And then I ended up somebody else took it over, and then I took it over from them. So,
here we are today.
Yeah, I've been doing Auto Talk Radio for a long time now, though. Long time, mm-hmm. Like over 10 years. That's wow. A long time. That's a bit of time, right?
Yeah.
So good stuff, fun stuff. So I got pictures in the studio previously over at 760 back then when we started doing it. Well, it was me and Dan and my brother Kevin, of course, and we did it for long periods of time. It was really good stuff. So anyway, well, we lost our caller again. I was just getting ready to go to him, and he disappeared. So hopefully he'll call back. Yeah, I see he had a key fob question.
That's right.
Those are good.
Hopefully he'll call back.
Happy to help out with those. Anyway, so this morning, which, we're talking about check engine light diagnosis and diagnosis on anything like that and why it's so important to do it properly. And the gentleman called in, obviously, with his F-150. Great diagnosis question. Some of this stuff can be hard to track down. Sometimes we don't like to throw parts at cars. Sometimes we see people with all these different parts, and it's something like, it can be something like what on my truck, what I found, a connector that, female connector that just, that kind of spreads out, and you have to tighten it back up, and boom, then it's good connection. So those are the things that we're often looking for and to find in some of those things. It's not always a part replacement. Another time, it can be items such as, connectors like that, a wire, a pin pushed out when it was worked on. It's hard to say, but there's something going on there. Think of all the wiring and connectors in a car, and it bounces down the road continuously. Why, you can have little issues, obviously. So those are the things to definitely consider and look at and make sure that we go through and do all the testing properly to figure out what's going on as far as that goes. But important stuff for sure. As I said, we were talking about, pulling that code, and that code gives you a sensor that's been affected or lost a data signal or what. Once again, it doesn't mean that sensor's bad. And just because you get information a sensor sets a code doesn't mean that, it's specifically in that circuit. There's a lot of different things we go through and test to figure out what's going on as far as that goes when it comes to this. All right, let's see what Sam's got going on. Good morning, Sam.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
I'm doing well this morning. How about yourself?
I'm doing well. I had a question about a check engine code that came up on my 2016 Ford Escape.
Sure. What you got?
So it's a P299 code.
Okay.
And it was I've got a dongle with it. I can connect to my phone and tell me what the error codes are. And then the next time I started the car, the check engine light went off. So
okay.
It's like... It's been a couple of days. Check engine light was on, it's still off, but it comes on. Every once in a while, I guess it would come on. But I was wondering if that's due to a faulty sensor
It could be a sensor, could be a connection. But what's happening with that is in the system. Sometimes when you turn, the reason it goes off, it runs its monitor, it checks itself, and everything's working. Wait, so if it's a connection problem, the connection's fine at that point. When it turns the check engine light on, is the next time that, because the computer on a car is running self-tests on its circuits and its sensors all the time. So that's how it picks up a fault. When it runs, it sends out and runs its self-test. If something doesn't come back right, signal, it's kind of like pinging inside of computer. If you ever see an IT guy ping to see things in the network, that's what the computer itself is doing on the car, and it monitors those different circuits and sensor inputs and all that. It's picking up a problem intermittently, basically. So it'll turn the light on when it picks it up, and it'll turn the light back off if it runs a test again, and there's no problem there. So that data is all saved, though, which is what helps us when we go in, and we can look at that data when it happens, how it happened, and different things that were affected, and then go from there. We do testing, and we figure out, you know, is it a failed sensor, which it could be. I've seen mass airflow sensors fail intermittently, temp sensors fail intermittently. There's all different kinds, or it could just be a connection, too. Awesome. Do you know what it was? It a PO299? Is that what you said?
The PO299, correct.
Oh, let's see here. Yeah, okay, so indicates a turbocharger or supercharger under boost condition. This means that the vehicle is not boosting as it should. Okay, turbo boost sensor could be bad, connection to it. There could be something actually going on with the turbo itself. If it's a variable vane turbo on that vehicle, the vanes could be sticking. The wastegate could be sticking. There's a lot of things that can cause that code. This is where it becomes important to get in there and start doing, everything, like I said, from a faulty turbocharger, boost pressure sensor, wastegate actuator, leaking or damaged charge piping, failed diverter valve, failed boost pressure regulation valve, excessive internal crankcase vapors, a faulty PCV valve can even cause that problem. Right. So,
could that also affect performance in terms of, like, sometimes every once in a while I get a surge pulsing type while I'm driving, especially when I'm like going uphill or something like that, you know, and so it feels like there's like a slight increase in the RPM and a slight decrease in the RPM, and it repeats that, you know, pretty steady rate.
Gotcha.
But only every once in a while.
Well, yeah, because
right now, I'm driving, I'm not seeing it.
But if there's a fault with one of these or one of the boost sensors or something like that is getting bad data or sending bad data because it's not working properly, the fuel control on the car will change. It's trying to correct itself, but it can't. So it will do things like that. You can sometimes get a surge or a jump in the vehicle, or, you know, there's a lot of different symptoms that'll show up sometimes when that stuff's going on.
Okay.
So really what needs to happen is it can be diagnosed, and whatever you do, don't clear out the data in there. Don't disconnect the battery and don't use a scanner to clear the code or anything, because when you do that, you erase everything that it's stored. And what a car does is kind of like a black box. When the fault happens and the check engine light comes on, it stores all the data of when this happened and what all the sensors were doing. And that's what we look at after scanning a vehicle to start to determine, okay, let's go look at this circuit. Let's check this. Let's check that. That stuff is very helpful in diagnosing a vehicle properly.
Okay, great.
So
this cleared on the light cleared on its own. I didn't do anything to clear it. So that was assuming that the data is still...
The data is still there, yeah. That's just the car turning off the light because it's to tell the driver at this point there's no problem right now. But yes, all the data that happened when this did happen is still stored there, and we can still access it for sure. So that way it's there's a path to diagnosis whether the light's on or not. So for sure.
All right.
Let me know if we can help you out. No problem. You have a wonderful, safe weekend.
You too as well. Thank you.
Bye-bye. That's a great call for diagnosis. That's kind of the same problem I was having with my truck. Could be something as simple as a little, less than $100 pressure boost sensor. But then could be also a turbo, which is thousands of dollars.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so much fun, huh? I should ask him how many miles are on the car, because that helps me determine a lot of times if a turbo issue. If it's under 100,000, I doubt it's the turbo itself. It's something it's picking up.
Okay.
Yeah,
I was going to also mention technology and seeing how far we came, because check engine lights, I think back in the day when they first started, you had to get there to your auto shop in order with the check engine light on.
There was no data.
There was no data, exactly. So nowadays,
we called that hard faults.
Yes.
So, but what we would do for diagnosing things, you better have a good fluke meter. because everything was resistance, voltage, amperage. Everything was manually testing circuits on and on and on. And we still do that today. But back then, that's all we had to do. So you would just go through. And we didn't even have, in the beginning, scanners that you had to carry a little, for GMs, you carried a little two-prong thing on your keychain. You plug in it, and the light would flash out the codes. And then you'd know what was in there.
Those were the good old days.
No, those were the worst days. That check engine. There is so much data now and so much if you know what you're doing. Once again, you need to be trained very well. But if you know what you're doing, we do, and you see all this stuff and you can go in and go, oh, look, where it's set to code, that sensor's out of range. Now I need to look at that circuit. So do I have a problem with the sensor itself, or do I have a problem with you know, like I said, dropping data, like a bad connection, a pin's starting to push out, whatever, you know, as far as that goes. That's where you really start to have to know what you're doing. It's important.
Absolutely.
Save money. Otherwise, we get to see cars like they come in and with 20 parts replaced on them, and it's still having the same problem.
Exactly.
And you can make the problem worse by doing that too.
For sure.
You can compound it. So it got to keep a good eye on it.
So save your money, save your time, go to a qualified.
Best money ever spent is on a qualified technician at a quality facility to diagnose your vehicle. Yeah. I can't save it enough.
Not some teenager at that local auto tool store.
Yeah. Well, that's called a best guess. Well, it says oxygen sensor, so you should replace all four of them. Oh, goody. that didn't fix the problem. Well, that's because it was an air fuel ratio sensor problem and a you know air fuel problem, and the sensor was just telling us about it. Oops. Yeah. We replaced the wrong things. So anyway, we see a lot of that. So
yeah,
as far as that goes, absolutely. And I've seen a lot of this PO299 by from Fords. That's a common Ford code, underboost code. So, and that's why he's probably getting the surge, is because this thing either is having an underboost or thinks it's having an underboost. So important stuff there, without question. Get it in, get it diagnosed. So basically what it comes down to, if you want to save money, get your car in and have it properly diagnosed by somebody that's qualified, without question. Because I'm telling you now, most parts throwing does not fix these vehicles. You spend a bunch of money, and then you're just sitting there with the same problem and a bunch of money and other items added to the car, just not needed. So it'd be wise to have it diagnosed properly and get it all fixed up. So as far as that goes, anything else you can think of today?
I can also let you guys know about some car shows.
Oh yeah, we forgot about doing that today, and we're almost done. So might as well do that.
I will,
because I was going to talk a little bit more about diagnosis, but we'll do that right after this.
Okay, so super quick, specifically here in San Diego, tomorrow is San Diego Automotive Museum's Cars and Coffee.
Go! Always, I love that place.
Yes, 7:30 to 9:30. Get over there. Take a look at the Auto Museum, because, again, they have some really cool exhibits every single month. They switch up something in there. And, again, my favorite part of that whole place is the library. The amount of books you have and the amount you could learn in there is just amazing.
Oh, yeah.
So definitely
check that out. You spent hours in there, huh? I'm sorry. I forgot. What's the gentleman's name?
Lenny.
Yeah, yes. Lenny. That's a he's taken over as curator, basically, CEO or whatever position. But he's done great with that. And he built it. They had all those books, but they redid the whole library and got it all set up and where you can look for anything. And you know, so it's super cool, huh?
Absolutely. And then if you're hearing us up in LA, because our signal does go up there a little bit, Culver City is having a Cars and Coffee, where all the profits for the Cars and Coffee that you make, and they're also accepting food donations to help out the Best Friends Animal Society in Culver City, which is an organization that helps animals find homes. And it's a lot of dogs, cats, any kind of animal, basically. They really do help. So
we want our furry friends to find homes, that's for sure.
Yes, exactly. So we are coming down, by the way, to the last minute or so. So if you do want to, conclude with...
is it the last minute or is the last minute or so?
Technically, it's the minute. Yeah, we are going to be in a minute in like 10 seconds.
Oh, okay. So
good luck.
Good luck. All right, folks. Well, some great calls today. Good stuff talking about as we were talking about diagnosis and getting it. And really what it comes down to is really somebody qualified to diagnose the vehicle will save you a lot of money without question. And you do want to get your vehicle in. You have that check engine light problem. I'll tell you why, because if you let it go, you can cause other issues sometimes with the vehicle. When they go into limp home, it's hard on the drivetrain, transmission, engine, turbo, that kind of stuff. Get your vehicle and get it diagnosed properly and keep it running well. We want our vehicles running well when we need them. That's no question about it. So
you got to get to and from work somehow. So.
You do have to do that. So, hey, everybody, we appreciate you joining us this week. As always, keep the rubber side down and the shiny side up. And we will be back live next Saturday for sure. We do appreciate y'all. This has been Auto Talk Radio on The Answer San Diego 1170 and 96.1 FM in North County. We'll catch you next week live. Take care.
For answers to all your automotive questions, tune in every week at this same time for Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock. To learn more about Brian, become a guest or sponsor of the show, or if you have additional questions, visit thewestautomotivegroup.com. That's thewestautomotivegroup.com, and click on Auto Talk Radio. Join us again next week for more Auto Talk.